In that case, if we see nama rupa, if we realize nama rupa, you realize that through it is characteristic. Characteristic. If we see a person also, we noted the manners of the person. And we noted the style of the person, the manners of the person. We note only that, you see. What is the hairstyle? What is the height, thin or fat? What is his manner? How to walk? How to talk? What is his voice? So, behaviors, manners, actions, notice. In this way, when you realize a nama rupa, through characteristic, that is a goal. Sabhava lakana, individual characteristic. Each phenomena has individual characteristic, own characteristic. Sabhava. Sa means own. Bhava means nature. Sabhava, own nature. S-A-B-H-A-V-A. Sabhava. Own nature. Lakana, L-A-K-K-H-A, L-A, Lakana, L-A-K-K-H-A-N-A, with the underdog, and with the underdog, Lakana. Lakana means a characteristic. Sabhava means own characteristic. That is a goal. Translation is individual characteristic. And Visuddhimagga said, Pachatta Lakhana. Pachatta Lakhana means individual characteristic. That is the meaning. Sabhava Lakhana. Sabhava Lakhana means Rupa has its own nature. It is to be perished. Perishable or changing, changing through the opposite conditions, heating, cold, extra, this is rupa. Rupas are changing through, clearly changing through the heating, cold, extra. Nama rupa means inclining towards the object or facing to the object. That is a nama as a characteristic. Present to object. Directing to the object. Leading to the object. Because you see, when we sleeping, when we lying down on the bed, we hear sound. Our mind direct to the sound. We call the smell, our mind direct to smell. What is smell? What sound? If experience not strange, no consider again. If it's strange, consider it again and again. What is sound? What can I also be? Smell also normal smell. This is not considered repeatedly. If a smell is strange, consider us again and again. Repeatedly considerations. So, whatever appears, our mind is inclined to this object. That is clear to you if you notice in this way. You close your eye and sit meditation. Sitting meditation, practice meditation. When you hear sound, your mind says, go to the sound. That is inclination inclined towards the object. That is a characteristic of nama. Characteristic, that is. Quickly going. We never try this one. You see, panchadvara vachana arises, there's no viriya. Viriya effort is not associated with the panchadvara vachana. No need to effort. Meeting of visual object and sensitive eye. By force, because of hitting of these two, panchadvara vachana is coming to being. No need to the effort. The power of the hitting of these two. But the manodara vachana, attention and mind is a necessary viriya. Because the external object or internal object come into contact in the mind, it's not so powerful like the visual object come into contact with the sensitive eye, sound come into contact with the sensitive ear, smell come into contact, sensitive nose, taste come into contact, sensitive tongue, tangible object come into contact to physical sense body. Without the effort, because of the power of hitting, the power of meeting, automatically come out. But manodara vachana is associated with viriya. Panchadvara vachana dissociated from viriya. That is maybe the point, but the notice explained in this way. We must clearly know about that. That is called jñāta parinyā. Jñāta parinyā means realize the individual characteristic of what is the object. We try to realize. There is a, in the stage of Namarupa Pariccheda Jnana and Paccaya Paricca Jnana. Then another one is Tirana Prajna. Prajnas are together, you see. Jnata, the second is Tirana. Tirana means T-I-R-A-N-A, Tirana. Tirana, Tirana. Tirana means a decision. Decisive realization. In that case, Sammasana Jnana, Uriyabhaya Jnana. In that case, knowledge is increased, not a remained individual characteristic. It realizes universal characteristics also. So knowledge increases. First knowledge walk with individual characteristic, the bhava lakana. In that stage, knowledge walked with universal characteristic. What is a universal characteristic? Anicca, impermanent, dukkha, suffering. Suffering means, you see, not not pain, not referring to physical pain, mental pain. Dukkha means always disturbed by rise and falling. That is a dukkha. Udaya baya pilanathena, udaya baya pilanathena, dukkha. Namarupas are disturbed. Namarupas are subject to disturbed by rise and falling, anicca. They are ever changing. This ever changing is a suffering here. Not pain. Not referring to pain here, dukkha means. Even happiness is called dukkha here. Because of happiness not remain forever. It's ever change, just momentary. Happiness, physical happiness, mental happiness, momentary. If it repeat, it's a remain 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 1 hour. There is many, many happiness arising, falling. But not only one. Even 1 second, many happiness arising, falling. But happiness process continued. People think the whole morning we hold a ceremony, festival, dancing, singing, drinking, we are so happy. The whole days we are happy, they think. But happiness, millions of happiness, rise and fall on those days. Repetition. Repetition. The first happiness, then second happiness, third happiness, millions of it. One happiness is just a momentary. Such a nature only during meditation practice, when you attain Uriyavaya Jnana, strong Uriyavaya Jnana. Uriyavaya Jnana also we can say different levels. Starting Uriyavaya Jnana is weak Uriyavaya Jnana. After that, strong Uriyavaya Jnana. We can say level 1, level 2, level 3. Level 1 is just a starting point. Level 2 is a high harder. Level 3 is the highest. Knowledge is, you should notice, our knowledge is also in this way. When we attend the class, Dhamma class or Vidama class and other class, first of all, then we don't understand clearly. Slowly, slowly, so we understand more and more. Because of level, degrees become higher. In this way, even we say Uriyavaya Jnana, not Uriyavaya Jnanas are the same levels, different levels. So Samasana Jnana, Samasana, Samasana. Samasana means, you see, literally, Samasana means pushing, mental pushing with the object. With the object, pushing. Cleansing. Object and mind repeatedly in touch. Samasana. Sam means repeatedly. Masana means knowledge and object, repeatedly. We must do repeatedly. If you follow Mitta Bhavana, you must repeat Sabbe satta avira hontu, sabbe satta avira hontu. Need to repeat. Not by way actions, mentally. You are objects and must be being. May these beings be happy, may these beings be happy. Repeat that, you see. Now what is, now it is, what is a repeat? You see, recitations repeatedly. No? Recitations repeatedly. People say listen only sound is singing repeatedly. But it must be knowledge repeated. I received one, the record. This is repeated the whole day, so as long as I play Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha. So, the other day I heard this, Iti Piso Bhagava Aranha, Iti Piso Bhagava Aranha. So repeat. Repeat, the whole day is a repeat, iti piso bhagava arha. But mitta bhavana, or meditation practice also must repeat. And mentally repeated is important. That is called sammasana, sammasana. Repetition, knowledge and object, repetition. Anicca, anicca, you see, seeing Namarupa, anicca. This is desire that is not permanent, it is impermanent. Realize universal characteristic, realize, because of rise and fall. So, what is anicca? We say only impermanent. The natures of impermanence, the Buddha clearly explained. Ahuktava sambodhi, huktava pati veti. These two for Pali. Ahuktava sambodhi means having no existing, having no existence. It arises. Ahodva sambodhi. It is, does not exist anywhere before arising. For example, sound appeared. Before this sound appeared, nowhere exists. But I didn't remind to the record. Records are also inside is not a sound, just a record, you see. Sound does not exist anywhere. Depending on condition, it arises. So, nowhere exists. That is the meaning. Unconsciousness does not exist anywhere. Depending on I am this way object, and consciousness arises. That is a goal. Ahodava sambodhi. Ahodava sambodhi. Ahodava, without existence anywhere, it arises depending on condition. One to say, yes. Depending on condition. Then, hodava pati veti. After having risen, has gone forever. Never come again. Maybe another type, the same type, another one is coming to me. Not the same one. Not the very one. That is called anicca. Anicca means that we must understand two ways. Before arising, nowhere exists. After having arisen, has gone forever. Nowhere remains. That is the meaning. recorded a sound, replayed, that is a recondition. Recondition. That's, without depending on condition, it arises. Without a condition, it cannot arise. I went to Germany to conduct a Abhidhamma class. That Abhidhamma class is held in Warhaus. It's forest like that. Warhaus. Near Cologne. Not so far from Cologne. That's a, I think it is a like little far, like Kuala Lumpur and here. Maybe such a far. The dinners are not so many. About 12. German people attend. I start to explain the material qualities. One German man, my student, his experience, Abhidhamma, Ekanyani, Krista. He translated into German. But they can understand, they can speak English, but need to translate because of their Dhamma terms. Dhamma terms are not so familiar with them. So translate is clear whole language. One gentleman, after I have explained the unity of eight material qualities. You may notice that these are visual objects included. Smell, taste, tangibilities also. But the sound is not included there. You want to ask, why sounds are not included? Sign must be. I explain, sounds are not a remain in the unity and the unity because sound depends on present condition. Present conditions means you see, sound there are two causes which produce sound. One is within sentient beings, mind produce. That is called chetaja. Mind-born question, mind-born material quality. Sound is mind-born. Karma cannot born, karma cannot produce sound. Therefore, cannot include. Sound does not remain anywhere. Then, another cause is utu, temperature. Sound produced by temperature, utu, thanda sound like that. What sound is make the minor parts? So sounds depending on present condition, utu in chitta. Without one of these two cause and conditions, sound cannot appear. He confused, he think recording sound. Recording sound means after have arisen, you see. That is not real sound, just copy. Only copy. Origin sound is nowhere exist. I explain using the piano. You know the piano or guitar. Sound remain in guitar or piano. Not remain. Beautiful sounds can be created. So many type of, you see, so many type of things can be played. Not only German sing, German sound, English sound can be played, Chinese sound also can. Any type of, you see. But not to store these inside. Nowhere remain. Only the person's hand and what he tried to play, accordingly the sounds have to be. Actually, sound never remain. After that, he accept and because first he confused recording sound. Recording sound is a copy. Copy is not real one, you see. We also a lot of copies, you see. Don't think today our body is yesterday bodies. Today body is a copy. The copy of yesterday. So we have a lot of copies, you see, changing, ever changing. If you don't believe, you should take a photo. When you are young, it's a took a photo. 2 days a photo. If compare, you can see different. When longer times is, can be see different. But yesterday, today cannot see different. Therefore, we don't know there is a copy. So to see that, need to repeat sammasana. Knowledge is repeated. Repeatedly walk with the object. That is called sammasana jnana. If you clearly see, he saw only rise and falling. Rise and falling. If you see rise and falling, first he see anicca. Or rising has gone forever. Nowhere it is depending on condition, it arises, having arisen, has gone forever. Another one coming to being depending on another condition. So, depending on condition, one after the other, you see. Not at the same one repeat, you see, not at the same one. Not at the same time it's coming to being. Not the same one, the very one coming to being. Copy one is coming to be, depending on condition. New one, new one, new one. Therefore, Visuddhimagga said, we are ever new. Nawa, 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 nawa. Pali, nawa means new. We are ever new. Yesterday, body, mind, and matter has gone. 2 days are new. But this new is not better and better, worse and worse. They have to say getting older and older. That is a tirana prajna, decisive knowledge. We clearly, if you attain this knowledge, you can decide. That is empowerment. It's okay. Let me practice.